How do I generate images on my own computer? How to change the content of a picture? Is AI able to suggest an interface sketch for a smart home controller? This is what I will try to find out here, all thanks to an easy-to-use web interface based on the Stable Diffusion XL architecture. Presented here, Fuocus is a completely free, open, and 100% local, no internet on your computer, environment for creating images using AI models based on Stable Diffusion. Fuocus offers, among other things, image generation based on prompts, GPT-2-based prompt development, image upscaling, i.e. increasing the resolution, outpainting, i.e. adding parts of an image outside its frame, inpainting, i.e. editing part of an image, variation, i.e. creating different versions of the image, image prompt, describe image, i.e. describing the image to the prompt of the selected model, negative prompt, i.e. what you don't want in the image, the possibility of integrating LoRa add-ons, styles, and setting their weights, which gives us greater control over what we generate. Install and run. Download the package from the repository. Extract, run BatStack. In newer versions, there will also be separate scripts, runrealistic.bat and runanime.bat. They work in the same way. Just select the style of graphics at the start. After a while in the browser, our Fuocus page will open. Time to start the fun. First generations. I must warn at the outset that the graphics take quite a long time to generate. On mine, on an Intel R-Core TM i7-6700HQ CPU at 2.6 GHz, 64 GB RAM, GeForce GTX 1060, they take about 3 minutes to generate. We simply type in the prompt and select the options. Sometimes you have to scramble to get the desired effect. In addition, the keywords used affect the style of the whole image, so it's hard to make one series of graphics. But let's give it a go. First, a sample prompt. All generated by my laptop. Model used, Juggernaut XL underscore V8 Run Diffusion dot safe tensors. Pretty good, but why is the chimney on fire? Line 6398635B15. Color scheme great, but the sense of vehicles and backgrounds is quickly lost. Line 6398635B15. Strange details again. Here you can see the artifacts much more strongly. You often end up like this trying to generate a scene with many characters. Line 6398635B15. Quite good. Just always a slightly different character. Line 6398635B15. Line 6398635B15. Electronics through the eyes of AI. Just out of curiosity, does AI know what an Arduino looks like? Something must have been in the teaching data. But still the heresy comes out. One and the diagrams. I wasn't expecting much, but this font is cool too. Still this Rexy Titifer. The next generation has done a picture of the element. How about AI generating us retro hardware? Here's maybe another weird experiment. Inpainting. Inpainting allows us to modify or completely change part of the image content. For example, we can add a traveling companion to our fox. To use inpainting, turn on the input image option and drag the image we want to edit there. We then select the zones we are going to edit. The prompt I gave was similar to the one before, only now it included the word owl. The first two results. Trials of practical application. Finally, I tried to use this generator to create sketches or proposals of various kinds of devices for a smart home. For example, maybe some kind of heating controller, weather station, or some other type of touch panel there. I know that the text of these models does not generate readable text, but maybe some idea will give me. From a distance, it still resembles something. The color scheme is probably okay too, but the text and details are completely wrongly drawn. Summary, it was a short presentation showing what images could easily be generated on typical consumer hardware. It didn't turn out to be that difficult at all, and the results are pretty good too, although unsure opinions will be divided. Out of curiosity, I also tried to generate slightly more,